Okay,
Apple,
ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. We're doing this live video today, and it's been a while. But nonetheless, this is episode 24 of the Local Podcast. We're on Spotify, Audio Boom, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and that's that one thing we always forget. Yeah. If you know the link, you got the link. But you can also join our Discord where we talk, chat, whatevers. Mm-hmm. You can ask us questions there. We have a question segment at the end of the podcast usually with our would you rathers, and that's from you guys asking us would you rather questions. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I'm hyped to be back.
Yeah, same here. It's been a while, especially the live, you know, film, you know. Really.
Doing this in person? Hell yeah. But, so what's up? What you been doing?
I've been just mostly, the usual, you know, like, mostly doing, my 3D personal work. I finally passed, Resident Evil 4.
Barely on
Barely,
Switch?
Barely, yeah, last week. It's funny, because I've had that game since, July. Mm-hmm. And it took me, like, what, like, 8 months to pass it? 7 to 8 months to pass it. It's just crazy, you know? I remember I wanted that game so bad when it was at like $20-$30, but I was like, no, I'm not gonna spend $30 on that game. Then when I bought it when I was on sale, it took me like what, 6, 7, 8 months to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So never again, you know, if there's ever a game I want to get on the eShop that's on sale,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to make sure like, oh, I'll pass that shit, like I'll be on that shit. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, it took me like 7, 6 months, mm-hmm. eight months, you know. And yeah, just mostly 3D stuff, yeah, just typical stuff.
Hmm. Have you seen any movies?
Oh yeah, 1917, which was a...
Damn, okay. I still gotta go see that.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Sonic, I think it was just those two movies. But for sure, Sonic, I thought it was gonna be, like, kinda cringy, dude. But mm-hmm. Jim Carrey was so fucking good, dude.
You thought Jim... Dude, no joke.
I thought
Jim Carrey was whatever.
What the fuck? Really?
Honestly?
No.
When I watch Jim Carrey,
mm-hmm.
all I see...
The mask.
...is just Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all his acting is the same.
It is, yeah. It's a style, you know. He has his
yeah, like, style, he, yeah. Yeah, he has his own unique style, but he puts that style in
yeah,
every single movie. And yeah, it's not that it's bad,
mm-hmm.
but it's like I'm just watching Jim Carrey. I'm not watching the character in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's supposed to be Dr. Eggman. And when I was watching him, I just feel like I was just watching Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but that, like, when I watch The Grinch or something, like, I'm watching The Grinch.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, because he has makeup on, you know, like...
Yeah, maybe that's why, but, yeah, I thought he was whatever. In the end, that's when I see character development, you know
yeah.
what I mean? That's when I see him be the character instead of just
yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, so they're setting up for a sequel, because, you know, spoiler, you know... Well, I mean, is it really a spoiler? Everyone knows
about
Doctor.
Let's talk about a spoiler at the end of the podcast, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
but
for sure. Like,
we can talk about Sonic right now if you want to talk about Sonic. Non-spoilers, obviously.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, to me, like, I have to say Jim Carrey, like, really stood out in that film. I think he was... all the kids in the theater, they were all laughing at Sonic's jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was okay, I didn't really laugh at Sonic's jokes, but it was Jim Carrey's jokes, you know? Like, most of the adults in there were just laughing, and you can just hear the kids, like, all silent. They didn't get the jokes. It was just so funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jim Carrey really nailed it, dude. And I think it was his first film, feature film, in like over 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. He hadn't really been in movies in a while because, you know, just he's doing his own thing. But yeah, to see him come back like that, I thought it was so funny, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own opinion on Jim Carrey, but.
Did you like the movie?
I liked it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Better
dude.
Than I expected.
Oh, hell yeah.
I for sure enjoyed it more than 1917 because 1917 is a really good film, but. It's a war film, and it's more story-based,
mm-hmm.
as with all war films, but the thing is, like, I was kind of expecting more, like shootouts, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
gun battles. Like, I'm not advocating for, like, you know, to see that shit in war.
No,
but,
you just
but,
promote
you know,
gun violence.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was expecting more gun battles, dude, which there was, but honestly, maybe because I was, like, comparing it to Saving Private Ryan, like, which is, like, fucking way crazier than 1917, but... Yeah, just maybe because I had like a high expectations, like Saving Private Ryan, but it was
mm-hmm.
okay. More story based, but cinematography is like really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I enjoyed Sonic more than 1917.
Mm-hmm. What else, is that all you did these past couple weeks?
Yeah, movie-wise, yeah, I think it's just those two films. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you?
Just work. Been working a lot, and I've been playing my Switch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I played this game called 1980X. Mm. That one's pretty cool. It has, like, it's really short. I think it's, like, $10 on the eShop. Mm-hmm. I think it's only on Nintendo Switch right now. It's, like 16-bit, 8-bit pixel game.
Mm-hmm.
It tells a story of, like, some kid, like, he's, like, I feel like it's a basic, as generic story.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, I don't know. I was listening to this podcast before I beat it, and they're explaining it, and they explained it so well how, like, after I was done with the game, I was like, fuck, like, this really was, like, just generic as fuck. But the story, the way the story comes in, and it transfers into playing games, it's about this kid, he goes to, like, an arcade, like, he doesn't know his place in the world and stuff, and he finds this arcade, and once he finds the arcade, he, like, thinks like his life, he wishes his life was like a video game, like where he could just escape from the world and not worry about problems or feeling like depression or whatever. But his story sucks, honestly.
Yeah,
but the way the story goes into video games is cool as heck, because I forgot, like, I think in the beginning of the game you start off as like a ninja in the rain, and then as you beat that part of the gameplay mechanic, it goes into the story of it raining, and then it shows the kid for the first time. Then you go to the kid, and he finds, I forgot what the second game is, but there's another part. He finds the arcade, he starts playing the racing game, and as he starts playing the racing game, you are playing the racing game.
Yeah, as
you're driving through the city and stuff, and once you beat that part of the racing, like, the kid ends up in the car, like, and it tells more of the story. So it's pretty cool how it transitions from video game to story, but the story is very, I think the story is whatever. So I give it like a 3 out of 10, honestly.
Oh my god, whatever, 3 out of 10, that's awful.
But it's pretty cool. Yeah. If it goes, I think it's a game that's worth, if it goes on sale for like $5, it's pretty cool to check out. It's not really long, it's like, maybe like 2 hours.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I think it only took me longer because some of the games that he plays are really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. I liked it, I just didn't like the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, I know there's going to be a sequel to it, so hopefully that one becomes better storytelling of what it did.
But yeah, yeah.
I think that's the only game I beat. I've been playing, I restarted Hyper Light Drifter, and that one's pretty cool. That one's 16-bit. I gotta know the differences between 16-bit and 8-bit.
Well,
it's a pixelated game.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a game that's kind of like, not hack and slash, but you have, like, pretty much one attack move, and you're just dashing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's a, it's a game that tells a story without any dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no subtitles, nothing. Like, if you talk to somebody, it just shows you pictures of events of what happened to them and what they're telling you. So you're trying to pinpoint what's happening to them. Like, there was this one point, like, when I first started the game a long time ago, I went down this alley, and I got killed, and they took all my stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing the game again, like, from scratch. And I talked to this guy recently, and he tells me a story, like, he was, like, a traveler, and I guess he walked down this wrong alley, and there was a group of people behind him, and then the next slide picture was him getting beat up, and they were walking away with all his stuff, and I was like, oh, those are the guys that took my shit and killed me, and then I went down that same alley, no, it ended up different. Like, I didn't fight him or anything, it's just that there was just a group, like, I went down an alley and went back up, and there's, like, just a group of guys sitting there, and I, like, gained a new item. Like,
oh, shit.
So, like, I prevented myself from getting jacked.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, but it was cool. I really like it. That game looks really pretty. Like, it has, like, good pixel art.
For sure.
But that one's really dope. I've been playing that one. What else have I been playing? I still gotta beat Jedi Fallen Order, because Doom's coming out soon.
I know.
And, yeah, that's pretty much video games-wise. I've just been playing my Switch a lot, but I went to the doctor's, I found out I have kidney stones.
Oh yeah, ouch.
And then, that's pretty much it. It kind of falls into place because I was like, fuck, I want to take time off so I could play so I could play Doom when it comes out, the day it comes out.
Question, are you going to get it for Switch or for PS4, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to get
PC?
On the
PC.
The best, like, the one I'm going to get the most frames. I'm going to get it on my Switch.
Good one, buddy.
No, I'm going to get it on... I already have it pre-ordered for PC.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying because, you know, you've been working a lot. You know,
yeah.
It'd be cool, but, I mean, to get, like, the full experience, PC, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you have
it. Yeah, I have it pre-ordered for PC. But like I said, I was thinking about taking like time off so I could play Doom and enjoy it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to be Jedi Fallen Order for sure first. And I was like, dang, I want to take time off, but I don't know, like, I don't know if I could, because I got to work, I got to save up for bills, I got to save up for a time off. And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, wait, I go into surgery on the 17th, and the 17th of March, and they said I'm going to need 10 days off work. So that falls into place with Doom. So I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to play Doom, hell yeah.
You better take advantage of that shit. Well, hopefully everything goes well, you know, surgery, you know.
Yeah.
Have surgery, and then, you know, you're just chilling at home.
Yeah.
Resting up, you know, playing all the games that you haven't played yet.
I know. For sure, I'm gonna be Doom with that time off. I can't wait. I've heard so many good.
I've
listened to a bunch of podcasts and they love it. Mm-hmm. And they're already saying, like, just from what they played, like, it feels like a game of the year contender already.
Yeah. Maybe, because obviously, what game's gonna come out? The Last of Us 2 is gonna come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Last of Us is gonna probably, like, get multiple, like, probably gonna, like, just kill the game awards. But I know for sure, first person shooter wise, I know Doom might get it. Or even best action game.
Yeah.
They won 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's 2016.
And soundtrack too. They're probably gonna win that.
Oh, the soundtrack, dude, is really, I can't good. Wait to hear what the soundtrack's gonna be.
I was listening to it earlier.
Oh my god. Damn, dude. Yeah, for sure I'm hyped for Doom. That's coming out March 20th. But what were we talking about?
Post surgery, you know, you're gonna
I'm gonna play Doom. And then Animal Crossing comes out that same day, so maybe if I just want to lay in bed, I'll play Animal Crossing.
I've never played that game.
I never played it either. But everyone talks so highly about
like,
it.
Mostly girls are talking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's about. Is it like just like, you're like...
It's kind of like Sims.
Okay.
Animals? Yeah.
I've never seen any gameplay of it, dude. I swear.
It's chill. It's just like you're building like your own environment of people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you build your own... house. I don't really know. I never played it, but from what I've heard, that's what it seems like. You build your environment from the ground up.
For sure.
Like a community and everything. You become friends with other workers. It seems pretty cool.
Is it strictly like multiplayer?
No, it's single player.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think there is some multiplayer components, but it's not like me and you running the same island, like me and you running around talking to people, doing missions and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's mainly like you could trade items.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure. I know they had a direct, but I'm trying to go in blind as fuck, so I didn't watch it.
For sure.
But yeah, nonetheless, I wanted to what was I gonna say? No, I wanted to get something out of the way, but there is Kobe Bryant died.
Oh yeah, dude, that shit was shocking, dude.
Not that like I'm trying to make this the main topic, mm-hmm. but like the main topic that I wanted to have for this episode was the word empathy. Because
mm-hmm.
when Kobe died, like I just wanted to, like when Kobe died, me and my dad were at work and we were going to like another building, and mm-hmm. I was on my phone on Twitter, and I seen Kobe trending, and I was like, what the fuck. And I click on it, and I said that he died, and then I just said it aloud, I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
I know, dude.
And then my dad was like, what? And I was like, they said Kobe Bryant died. And then he was like, nah, it's a hoax. And then, and then I was like, why do you say that? And he was like, it's happened before. They always do hoax on famous people. And I was like, oh, all right, for sure. Thank God. Yeah. And there was, like, no confirmed news or nothing. But it was
TMZ, right?
It wasn't even TMZ at the time yet. Like, it was TMZ said anything. And then I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Like he can't, like, he's not going to be dead. And then, like 2 minutes later, that's when I saw the TMZ news pop up everywhere. And I was like, Dad, look, they said it on TMZ that he died. And then he's like, nah, it's not real. And then I was like, yeah, it could still be a hoax, like getting my like hopes on. I was like, Kobe Bryant can die, you know? And then like later on, like probably like 15 minutes later, we go inside the shop and we're chilling in the break room. And then it's on the news, and I told my dad, Dad, I think he died, like the news like showed, and he's like, there's no way. And like, no joke, dude. Like, we were working a weekend, I think it happened, and we went to a building, there was nobody there, like, we're just getting, like, tools,
mm-hmm.
and then we come back to the shop, and then, no joke, everyone just looked so sad.
I know, dude.
I was like, dude, this is not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and as the weeks come by, like, not even like the weeks come by. I'm getting my story like all over the place. But as we were going back to the shop, I asked him. I was like, dang, this sucks. Like why do we feel why do we feel this way for people that we don't know? Like, why do I feel like I care so much even though I never knew, like, Kobe Bryant, like, as a best friend or, like, even as a friend, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why do I care so much? Like, why does this affect me? Why is this affecting me even though I don't even know who he is or, like, mm-hmm. not even a close person to him, you know? Why is this affecting me? And then my dad told me, like, he was like, it's called empathy. It's when you feel for somebody. When you share the same feelings for one another, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I never knew that I could feel that way, you know?
Yeah.
For something that...
For someone you haven't even met.
Yeah. Yeah, like someone that's not even a part of my life, but they are a part of my life.
He's a freaking icon, dude. Especially in you know, like, in basketball in general, but in LA, dude, like, you know, those murals of him, like, even mm-hmm. before his death, you know? Like, I grew up watching Kobe and Shaq era. Mm-hmm. My dad would watch basketball before he changed. Before he became supervisor, he would come out to work like in the afternoon, and he'd be watching Shaq and Kobe until he got like when he got hired as supervisor. Then his shift changed from working at in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, like he wouldn't be able to watch basketball because you know he'd be working in the afternoon until nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So like in that time, like I grew up watching Kobe, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you know even in high school, everyone would be rocking Kobe jerseys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, dude, it was just shocking, dude. I was at work and then people were like, "Kobe died, Kobe died." I was like, "What the fuck, really?" And it's funny because I fell asleep during lunch. That was around the time that they announced it, but I was mm-hmm. asleep. I normally check the news, always I'm eating my ice cream, checking on Google News,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't check because I was just dead asleep, and then people were like shouting out, Kobe's dead, Kobe's dead, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I just, everyone was so upset, dude, at work, dude.
Yeah, it was really, I guess really tragic. It was like, that's pretty much like, not like main topic wise, but it was like, I wanted to cover that word,
dude. Yeah, because
I didn't know that word, and I guess like it means a lot.
Yeah, it is just... You just feel you feel bad for him and his daughter too that passed away too,
and everyone else in the helicopter.
Yeah, family too. You know, to lose a husband and a daughter, dude, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, so. But I want to say I think my favorite, not even like my favorite Kobe Bryant moment. It was just more like you said, you watched it when your dad was watching the game or whatever with Kobe and Shaq. Like mm-hmm. same here, like Kobe, Shaq. All the way
Paul up. Gasol and yeah.
All throughout like high school and stuff.
I remember, yeah.
Pretty much throughout Kobe's career, my dad was just always watching the Laker game. Probably like from when I was little. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was little, I would just be playing like in the living room mm-hmm. and my dad was in the den watching the Laker game. And then Kobe always hitting those
3-pointers, right? From far away or
no, fuck. I forget, like I don't know the right term. The buzzer beaters.
Yeah, he would do that all the time, dude. He was a beast at that.
Yeah, so every time when the game's about to be over and he hits that buzzer beater,
yeah.
and my dad gets so hyped, like, I don't even have to, like, watch the game or even see the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing with my toys, and my dad gets so hyped, and I'll just be like, that's Kobe.
Yeah, I know. that's why people say Kobe back then, you know? I remember that back in elementary.
Yeah.
Because he took, like, a risk shot, you know?
Yeah.
People were like, Kobe, and he just started in the trash can.
But that's probably my favorite, like, ever, like, Kobe Bryant moment, just knowing that my dad is hyped on what Kobe's doing, you know? My favorite part, but, yeah, I wanted to get that out of the way.
Yeah, good thing you brought it up, because, I mean, that's, like, he's an icon, dude. And plus, you know, we hadn't done a podcast in a while, so it's good to bring that up, you know?
Yeah, but, I wanted to get that out of the way, because that's a new, not like a new word, it is a new word I learned, but... I guess, like, a new word to define what I was feeling at the time,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, nonetheless, we can hop into the news. We have a lot of fucking news,
mm-hmm.
but bear with us.
Yeah.
Because we don't know shit. But we can hop into movies and TV. Mm-hmm. You saw Disney Plus's new WandaVision, Winter Soldier, and Loki trailer.
Yeah.
From the Super... We haven't made a podcast since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a Super Bowl commercial thing. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
It's like a sitcom, right? Pretty much like it's gonna be like a comedy.
Well, all three of them are different shows.
Yeah. I know for sure WandaVision is gonna be like a sitcom comedy, right? It's gonna be based on the relationship.
I think, because they say that WandaVision leads into the Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
So it has to do something that WandaVision is doing to fuck with the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes, because obviously Vision is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably like making like this reality of her life with Vision that she can't have, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe she's going through some trouble. Like, I don't know what kind of power Scarlet Witch has, but she seems power enough to hold her own against Thanos, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? With her powers. So I assume that she's making her own reality of which she wish she had with Vision, but she can't have.
Yeah.
And it's fucking with the timeline that Doctor Strange has to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's like she's making, like, her own multiverse.
Yeah. Are you speculating, or is that a theory?
That's me. That's my thoughts of how this is going. It's not, like, whatever I say, don't take with a grain of salt, because I'm stupid as fuck, so. So if you like my ideas, then.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Thumbs up, buddy.
But that's my idea of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that looks pretty interesting. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that looks dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. That looks more of an action scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki looks pretty cool, too. Supposedly, he's, like part of the Time Police or something. Like, he's in jail for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's part of that crew. I forgot. I read something like that, but... Loki's supposed to tie in with another movie also, but... I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they also announced that Disney Marvel TV, Disney Plus Marvel stuff, ties into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool, too.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm pretty hyped for those three.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, even the CEO of Disney, someone like in that high ranking field, they said that in order to like understand the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you also have to watch it on Disney Plus. You heard about that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was a while ago, but, you know, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to have to subscribe to Disney Plus in order to understand what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to the theaters.
All three of these are coming out this year, right?
I think so, yeah.
I know WandaVision was supposed to come out to 2021, but they bumped it up to 2020.
Okay, okay.
So, like, I think fall 2020, Winter Soldier is summer 2020. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Loki is 2020, but we'll see. You know how I spelled Loki like an idiot on my notes? Mm-hmm. I put Lokie.
I get it.
But next on the list, we got a new Minions trailer of the rise of Dr. Gru.
Oh, yeah, when he's like a little... Yeah, I watched it in theaters. That was so funny.
Yeah, dude, I'm dumb high for that one. That one looks so dope.
You know, confession, I've never watched the Minions.
You never watched Minions?
Minions, no.
You should watch it, it's good.
I know.
I haven't seen the second one, but the first one I liked. It's cool.
But that one does look funny, like, when he's, like, he's a little kid. You can just tell who he is, you know. Mm-hmm. What's his name? What's that?
Steve Carell.
No, that's the character's name, the evil dude.
Oh, no, his name's Dr. Gru.
Dr. Gru, yeah, like, he's just, like, a little kid, you know, with mm-hmm. his little Russian accent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
Yeah, dude. So, it's Minions, Rise of Dr. Gru. It's pretty much the prequel of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shows how the Minions and Dr. Gru meet, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Or did they meet in the second one? I don't know. I haven't seen the second one. Mm-hmm. But pretty much it's how Dr. Gru becomes the world's greatest villain.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really good.
It does look good.
I can't wait. I'm definitely going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pretty good. And I'm kind of hyped for it.
Same.
Next we got on the list is that One Piece, you might not know about anime, but...
Yeah, I heard it's really popular, though. I seen it trending on Twitter, like, maybe, like, 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was
trending. Oh, maybe the manga chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually One Piece does trend on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
But One Piece is getting a Netflix adaptation.
Oh, shit. Live action?
Live action.
Aw.
So we'll see how this turns out. Usually Netflix's anime adaptations are like...
Avatar. Dragon Ball Evolution.
Like, they say they're pretty bad, but supposedly the creator of One Piece...
He's
really part of it, so he's going to make sure it's good. And I guess it has, like, a huge-ass budget, so whatever they need, mm-hmm. that he's going to throw into the Netflix adaptation. So hopefully it ends up pretty good, but, like, I just can't see it being good. Like, how do you make a rubber man look good in live adaptation, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, he's like Rubber, the main character?
Yeah, like he could stretch his butt like...
Well, I mean, like Mr. Fantastic.
Well, then again, that's what I was just... I literally just popped in my head.
That's an old-ass film, too. Yeah. So, you know, CGI will hopefully be better, you know, in this film.
Yeah, you're right. I literally... As soon as I stretched my arm out right now, I was like, you know what, Mr. Fantastic? They made him look pretty good in an old-ass Marvel movie, you know?
So, old-ass movie.
Not that it gives me pretty hype, but... like I said, Netflix anime adaptations are pretty average or whatever. Yeah. But oh, another thing I forgot to mention that I want to go watch is that last night I went to go see the My Hero Academia new movie, mm-hmm. Two Heroes Rising.
Mm-hmm. In theaters?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Really? In select theaters or?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, it was so fucking good. Like no joke, like fuck, dude, it was so fucking good. It made me so high. I want to go watch it again.
For sure.
And no joke, dude, I bought like 8 tickets for just in case anyone else wanted to come. Mm-hmm. And I ended up buying 2 more, so we had 10 seats. No joke, dude. We had 10 seats straight in the middle.
Shit.
Like, no joke, there was only, like, 3 seats on the left and three seats on the right, mm-hmm. like, open for them to mm-hmm. get. But, yeah, dude, we mobbed deep, hella deep.
For sure.
Yeah, it was so fucking good.
Thanks for the invite.
But, yeah, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to spoil anything. Just that if you like My Hero Academia, get your ass in the theater and go watch it. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
You know what you also forgot to mention? You watched Bad Boys 3, right? You forget you didn't mention
No, that. I mentioned that last podcast.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. My bad.
Oops. Because I know. Because it came out the first, like, week of January.
Oh, yeah, you did mention
I watched it, like, the first day it came out with Nate.
Yeah, whoopsies.
But, yeah, hell yeah.
For sure.
Oh, fuck. Oh, but yeah, Netflix anime One Piece adaptation coming supposedly next year or... It's in the works right now. But another thing they got in the works, too, is they got a Cowboy Bebop adaptation coming soon, too.
Cowboy Bebop?
It's another anime. Okay. But it has the main character from Harold and Kumar, the Asian guy. Mm. You never seen Harold and Kumar?
No, dude. Anime?
No, it's a... Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Fuck no, dude.
You never seen that?
No, is that a new movie or what?
Harold and Kumar Go to Guantanamo Bay? You never seen
that? No.
What?
Right. I heard of Guantanamo Bay. It's an island, but...
Alright, but basically the Asian guy's gonna be Spike in the Cowboy Bebop adaptation, but nonetheless, we can get away from anime.
For sure.
But there's a new Spyro movie from Chris Rock.
Spyro?
Yeah, it's supposed to be another Saw movie, but it's called Spyro.
Spyro.
It's supposed to be based off the books instead of the movie.
For sure. Like, is it like in that same universe with Saw?
Yeah, it is. But it's just called Spyro. It's supposed to be based off the book and not the movies. Because I guess the movies don't do the books justice.
Yeah.
So Chris Rock's the main character. And it's pretty much...
Oh, okay.
It's Saw, but it's called Spiral.
For sure.
But it's based off the books this time, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I'm assuming it's going to be comedy film.
But yeah, that one looks pretty interesting. It's a horror film. Sure. Like, in the end of the movie... I mean, in the end of the trailer, you see Chris Rock, like, tied up, like to a handcuff. Sure. And then there's a TV, and it has, like... It doesn't show Jigsaw. It just shows, like, the swirl he has on his cheek playing on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then, I think it says, let's play a game. And then Chris Rock, like, looks to his right, and he sees, like, a saw, like, tied up to his hand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna be weird, because I've never seen Chris Rock, you know, in a horror film like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he has been in horror films, but nothing as noticeable as big as Spyro, you know, which is a Saw-themed kind of film, you know?
Who's in Rush Hour?
Chris Tucker.
There wow. Okay. No, I get those two mixed up just because they're Chris. They're Chris.
Chris
names.
And Chris. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's Chris Rock from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
But we got another one. We got Rumble.
Rumble. The Pixar film. Like, is it like?
It's not a Pixar film, but it's a. I don't think it's Pixar.
No, it's 3D anime, right?
Yeah.
I've seen it when he's
like dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're like monsters.
Oh my! I was about to say dinosaurs. No, I know they're monsters. You know,
yeah.
They're trying to duke it out for like I think like for a championship fight. You know, I seen it. It looks funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's Rumble. It's pretty much there's this. I guess the story is an underdog about to take the top dog down in a wrestling match, but it's weird because they have like a pretty late, like a 2-minute trailer, right? It has like a 2-minute trailer to tell the whole story, but it's coming out in 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
It comes out next year, and we're barely in February.
I know. What
like,
the fuck?
Like, it's just, I just like to bring this up because it's odd to release.
They showed a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it looks like it's done to release a trailer like this early, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I guess they want to get word out, but.
Yeah,
it comes out 2021. I just thought it was odd.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
like, that's a hell of a long time for that movie to come out. But
I thought it was gonna be like a teaser. Okay, yeah, for sure, like a mm-hmm. 1 minute teaser. But it was pretty long, and they showed a lot mm-hmm. of the character development. You know, like this little teenage girl, you know, guiding mm-hmm. the big ass monster how to fight and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
They showed three monsters in there too.
Yeah, so that's pretty weird. I don't know. That's their decision. You know?
Yeah, I thought that was worth mentioning. We got The French Dispatch. That one looks pretty good. Did you watch that one?
Fuck no,
I didn't. That one has Bill Murray from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Bill Murray. Yeah.
And
is it in France?
It's weird. It looks like a play.
Really?
Like they made a play into a movie. Mm-hmm. Like there's different, or it shows. I don't know what it is. It looks like a group of people. Like it's like they're the very first people to make a newspaper, mm-hmm. and they talk about like politics, the events that happen that go on in the town and stuff. But there's other shit that's happening too. But it looks pretty good. It has Bill Murray, Owen Wilson.
Okay.
It looks really interesting. It does look like a play. Mm-hmm. I say definitely go watch it. It's hard to explain, but it looks really good. Like some scenes are in color, some scenes are in black and white. Mm-hmm. It looks really interesting. I'm definitely gonna go watch that.
Sure.
That one's called The French Dispatch. And Amazon Prime got a new show called The Hunters. Did you watch that one?
I heard about Amazon Prime doing more shows, but no. The Hunters, no.
Yeah, The Hunters is pretty much like, there's like five groups of people. Like, one of the groups is like a Nazi group, and the other four are trying to hunt them down. Like, there's like a mob, not like a Yakuza. Oh yeah, there's a Yakuza. There's like just basically four other groups of people. They're hunting down these Nazis. It was like after World War II that they snuck into America, mm-hmm. and they're pretty much hunting them down, but they're getting paid for it, so they're getting in each other's ways mm-hmm. too, I believe.
Oh, like a bounty, you know?
Yeah, okay. Kind of like a bounty, but they have to hunt down the Nazis. But that one looks pretty good. That one has Al Pacino and the main character from How I Met Your Mother.
Sure. So you said there's going to be like Asian gangs too in it, right?
Yeah, there's an Asian gang.
And I'm assuming Al Pacino is Italian who plays like...
He's the mobster guy.
Oh, so there's going to be like all from all different cultures?
Yeah, hunting down these Nazis. That's
the stuff. So there's going to be like mobsters, Yakuza, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever other gangs are out there, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to be hunting. That's a really good... I like that. I like the idea.
Yeah, dude, definitely. I'm definitely going to watch that. It's already out.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that came out on the 21st of February. Mm-hmm. So just a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. But there's another Amazon Prime show called Tales from the Loop.
Tales from the Loop. I did watch. It's like futuristic, right?
Yeah. That one looks really interesting.
It's based on the artwork. Art book, huh? Artwork or art
is it?
Book? Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I read in the description. It said like it's based on like artwork. I guess it's like kind of futuristic, you know, the way things are in that film. Like, it's mm-hmm. hard to explain because all I saw was like some dude's hand, you know, like it's so robotic, you know.
Yeah.
Like a little girl's like touching it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has the character from Parks and Recreation. He's the guy that designs the parks. Mm-hmm. He does the architecture and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the only character I know, but that show looks really interesting. I don't know if it's gonna be like what is that called, Joe? Like the Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. how each episode is just different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it looks, I don't think it's gonna be each episode is different, but I think we'll see every episode be different, and then in the end episode, they all come together into meeting each other or have some connection with each other. But it seems hella futuristic. There's robots. There was this one movie. It had Hugh Jackman in it, and he was like a trainer for a robot. But the kid is controlling the robot.
It's not Pacific Rim. I know that's Guillermo del Toro, but
It's
a boxing film. Yeah. It's a boxing robot. Yeah.
That movie's so good.
I know the name of it. I just can't remember it. Damn. Yeah. But it came out back in 2011 or 2010, right? Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. It came out
It was Freshman, but I do remember that film.
Yeah. It's kind of like he controls his robot the same way. Mm-hmm. There's like other things, like snow is falling from down up into the sky. Mm-hmm. There's like another like sinkhole. But the sinkhole, like, duplicates you or something. It's really interesting.
Like a parallel universe? Like a different...
Not like a parallel... I don't know. It just seemed like that. Like, you see one guy looking down at a hole that's going, like, in a spiral. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes back up, there's two of him. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, what the heck? Like,
it's weird.
The commercial's really weird. Yeah. It looks really interesting. I'm definitely going to watch that. It's called Tales from the Loop on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon is definitely stepping it up, you know? You're stepping up your game.
Another thing we got a new Candyman trailer.
Yeah, I watched it. I've never watched the original film, but I do know it's about some dude with that that has like bees coming out of his mouth. I don't know. Like, you've watched the original film?
I never watched the original film. I thought I watched the original film when people would talk about it,
yeah.
And it was nothing like it. It is nothing like I remember. Mm-hmm. Like I watched, I know I would say I watched the movie Candyman before, but I guess I never really did. It was like this, the main character was the girl from Juno, and they were all living in a house, and she gets up on top, and I guess the guy that was holding everyone hostage, she like cuts his nutsack off and then hangs him in front of his house. Like, it was really fucking weird.
Was the original one?
That's what I said. It's not, I guess I never did watch it, but that's what I always thought that movie was called, The Candyman. But
yeah,
no,
what movie was that?
I don't know. I always thought.
I want to know what movie that is.
I don't know, but I know it's not Candyman now. Oh, shit, I said it 3 times. Okay, so. That's but funny. Yeah, that movie, I guess it's kind of like, it's kind of like Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it's produced by Jordan Peele, who's who directed, I think, Get Out, right?
And Get Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's potential, yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I don't know if I'll go watch it in the movies, but maybe like it comes out like free on Amazon Prime or Hulu or something.
Or like $5 on Blockbuster.
I don't know about that. But yeah, it looks, I guess if you're into horror films, it looks interesting for you, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Bloody Mary, you say their name in the mirror. You say his name in the mirror 5 times and then he kills you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it looks, I guess the main character, he's like in there like for an art show, he does art, and then he starts getting more information about this character, and I guess he starts turning into that person, and I guess he starts killing everyone. I don't know, it looks really fucking weird, but another horror film by Jordan Peele, I'm pretty sure everyone's on Jordan Peele's dick for horror movies, you know? But no, I mean, he's a good director, don't get me wrong, but yeah, we'll see how this one turns out. It's interesting. And, what did I have? Last on the list, we got, Insert Coin. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. Dude. It sounds interesting, though. Insert Coin.
Insert Coin looks so dope.
Is it robots?
It's,
Insert Coin, yeah. I'm assuming, something has to turn on if you're gonna insert a coin.
I'll let you guess. You got the right concept.
Okay, what's it called? Those machines? Like, those, amusement park machines? Like,
I get him. They got them in amusement parks.
I don't know. The merry-go-rounds, you know, like you just insert like a coin and it just starts.
Nah.
No, I don't know, dude.
Keep going, dude. You're going.
Oh, it's like a. Is it like a horror film?
No. It's a documentary. But it has to involve inserting a coin.
Oh, like the way it was created? Like
everything.
The mechanics of, you know, stuff like that?
But what do you insert a coin to?
The slot.
What slot?
Arcade slot, video game. Oh, it's about arcade. It's like an arcade.
Yeah. Okay. Like you insert your. It's called Insert Coin. It's a documentary about Midway Games.
Oh, Mortal Kombat for sure.
Yep. So I have a list. If you don't know what Midway Games is, I was gonna get it off Wikipedia. Midway Games, commonly known simply named Midway. Was an American video game developer and publisher. Midway's franchises include Mortal Kombat, Rampage, Spy Hunter, NBA Jam, Cruisin', and NFL Blitz. Mm. Pretty much, they made and developed
Mortal Kombat.
Like most arcade machines.
Yeah.
Like they made the machine cabinets, they made the game and everything. And it's just a documentary of how they started and how in their downfall and everything. But dang, dude, that documentary looks hella good. I'm definitely gonna go watch that.
Yeah, Midway, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's so dope. Like, they talk about, like why did they start making video games? Mm-hmm. What made their games so appealing? And it shows all of them, like, yeah, you could kill people. Like, they show people from, like, back in the 70s and stuff. Man, dude, I can't wait to watch that documentary. It looks hella good.
Yeah.
If you're remotely interested, it's called Insert Coin. Mm-hmm. They don't have a release date. Supposedly, they're supposed to show it at an expo first, but... Yeah, nonetheless, I can't wait to watch it.
Is this on Netflix, or is this strictly like an
independent? I don't know, it's just a trailer.
It's independent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Independent trailer. But, yeah, that one's called Insert Coin.
Sure.
Midway Games documentary.
I'll definitely have to check it out. I've seen documentaries of Mortal Kombat and Midway.
Mm-hmm.
But, this one definitely sounds interesting, for sure.
Yeah. I guess that could lead us into our video game segment.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first part, I want to get out of the way. There's, you could pre-order now an Avengers Collector's Edition.
Wait, the game?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And no joke, I have never seen a trash Collector's Edition like this one before.
Do you have a picture of it?
It looks really bad, but let me see. I could pull it up.
I've seen the trailer, dude. I just can't get over the way the characters look. They look... I know, obviously, like, maybe for copyright reasons, they can't do the likeness of Robert and Downey Jr. And, you know, Captain America and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they could have at least tried to, like, simulate, like, the way, like... They could have done, like, a better likeness, you know? Like, a better... Like, just, like, a better, like, characters, you know, like, I just don't think they look good.
Hope doesn't look good. Alright, I'll tell you what's in the collector's edition. You get a steelbook, a Black Widow logo, belt buckle, a Thor keychain hammer, a Hulk bobblehead, a Hulk bobblehead, an Avengers pin, a postcard of the Avengers team, has Thor, Captain America, Black Widow, Hulk, and Iron Man, and I assume that's that little bitch, I don't know her name.
Wait, postcard?
Yeah.
Who the fuck uses postcards?
A postcard, Iron Man's prototype armor blueprint paper, and a 12-inch Captain America statue. The only thing that looks good is the statue, yeah. But the Hulk bobblehead looks so trash. It looks hold on, let me tell you what it looks like. Okay? Yeah. You know how you go, like, to the swap meet?
Oh, my God. The Chinese, like, the ones that they're made in China and then sold to the...
And you see, like, Hulk in a toy box and stuff, and his face is, like, all melted or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, it's like a knockoff superhero. Like, it'll be Hulk. In a Batman suit,
yeah,
and it looks hella bootleg.
Yeah,
it looks that bad.
See,
okay, yeah, it's $200, and it is not worth $200. If you really want the Captain America statue, is the only thing that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you want. It's guaranteed that this thing will not sell out, and it will have a price drop when it, like, within the time comes. So if you really want the statue, I say wait for a price drop. But like, not to shit on this collector's edition.
No, let's shit on you right now.
But holy crap, it is really bad.
Let's see.
Look at this.
Bro, that looks like something I see at the indoor spa in Pomona. Okay, the statue does look good.
Yeah, the statue looks good, but yeah, dude, like, all the stuff you get for it, it is not worth $200. Like,
my
God of War collector's edition, it came with less stuff, but...
The statue itself was only
$150. Like, I'm saving $50 from it, but
yeah.
It is, like, my Spider-Man one was $200. I don't think it was worth it, but I mean, for sure, it looks better than the Hulk and the Captain America. But yeah, I've seen better collector's edition for that price. Is what I'm pretty much trying to get at.
Yeah, who in your right mind would buy that shit? You know, pre-order that collector's edition.
Yeah, that one.
If you spend money on that, you deserve to spend money on that shit, because that shit sucks.
If you have money to spend on it, then you have money to wipe your own ass with.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, yeah, that's what they announced since we've been gone. Another thing that, like, not like to talk trash on, but I'm trying to get the worst news out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's this new game called Fuser coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, is it indie?
It's made by Rock Band and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be, not like Rock Band, but... It seems like it's a DJ rave game,
mm-hmm.
and it looks so boring. I, like, watched the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks pretty interesting. It's made by Rock Band, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, like, another, like, a musical instrument game, like, mm-hmm. Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and oh my god. I watched, like, a 4-minute gameplay, and I watched the entire thing, and I was bored out of my mind.
Holy shit.
I was like, it's kind of like Guitar Hero, where you just, like, you keep going on the same beat, but it's like an audio log, mm-hmm. where there's lines and stuff, and on top there's a music soundtracks,
mm-hmm.
and each music soundtrack really compels well with what its symbols. Mm-hmm. There's like 4 symbols. There's a drum symbol, a vocal single, like a microphone,
mm-hmm.
Drums, microphone, guitar, And then I think there's like just sound. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I guess wherever you drag the music, that's where that music comes out of. So if you put vocals, you're only going to get the vocals of those lyrics. Mm-hmm. If you put drums, you're only going to get the drums of that song. So like there's 50 Cent, like Take to the Candy Shop. You could put that as your vocals. But you could put like, what's like another like hip song? Or like you could put Lowrider mm-hmm. as your beat. And then like,
have the vocal
of art. Candy Shop okay. play while you have the beat of Lowrider. So like, I guess it's kind of like a cool way to think about it, but the way you do it is so fucking lame. Like,
I gotta check shit out.
There's lines, like you know how like when you play Guitar Hero, you press the button on the circle and you keep going like that. Well, on this one, there's just lines, and you just drag the music. And if the light is yellow, that means that's your vocals. Mm-hmm. So you want to grab like a vocal song and drop it on that line, and you get points for it.
I mean, if you're spending that much on a virtual game, you can, I mean, I say you should spend your time on actually making music, you know, instead of playing a game that's based on that kind of concept, you know what I mean?
It's not even, like, the gameplay, look, I say go check it out for yourself. The way I saw it is that's how it is, and it just looks so whack. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's just me. Maybe there's ravers or DJs that are into that shit.
No, I mean, if you're a DJ, I wouldn't even spend my time. If I was a DJ, I wouldn't spend my time playing that game. I'd rather be learning like software that's based on that, you know, idea of what they're trying to achieve. Mm. Game developers.
I mean, I play DJ Hero. DJ Hero is way better than this.
DJ Hero, is that like Guitar Hero?
Yeah, it's DJ Hero.
DJ Hero, obviously. Yeah, I've never heard of that game, but.
But yeah, I just wanted to get it that way because I thought it looked whack to me. If you are interested in this, I want to know your opinion because I want to see like. Like who's maybe I want to see like what makes this interesting to you. I want to get your point of view because I'm not like biased as fuck, like saying like no, that shit's whack, and then someone tried to tell me why they like it and I'd just be like no, you're dumb as fuck, that's whack. No, I really want to know like what makes you interested in this. I personally think that this looks fucking whack.
Mm-hmm. But how I want to know how much is it.
I think this is gonna be $60.
Fuck no.
I don't know the real price, but I saw the trailer to that. I thought that was something to talk about.
If it's like 2010, okay, for sure.
We got, other besides that, we can start getting into hype. We got Golf With Friends. It's coming to PlayStation 4.
Yeah, when I watched the trailer, I thought it reminded me of Rocket League in some way, you know? Maybe because mm-hmm. of the way the cameras panned over to the golf ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just kind of reminded me of Rocket League.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun. It looks fun.
Yeah, if you don't know what Golf With Friends is, it's pretty much golf with friends.
Virtual
golf, and you can play up to 12 players in a party. Mm-hmm. And all you guys are just playing golf together, but there's like different like maps, the way the layout is, so it's not like you're playing like in an open field like what is it called, like Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Like 19 whatever that shit is, but yeah, it looks really interesting. I have it on PC. It's really fun. So if you have a lot of friends on PlayStation 4 and you guys want to just fuck around and play golf, you can either be a ball, an acorn, mm-hmm. a rectangle and play. Like, there's different, like, kind of like mystery boxes, like in Mario Kart. There's, like, items, but they're not items. They're, like, it's, like, something to throw you off in your game mm-hmm. to not make it easy. But it's really fun. I say definitely buy this if you like.
I would, I would get it for the Switch, though. Definitely, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it on Switch?
No. Maybe it'll come to Switch sooner or later. I'm probably. Sure I don't know anything about Xbox. It was a PlayStation 4 YouTube channel, so they only show like their console on their trailers. Yeah. But
something like that would be fun to play on the go, you know?
Yeah, hell definitely. Yeah! Oh, hell yeah! Like local co-op, mm-hmm. like just playing right next to each other. Yeah. Oh, hell
road
yeah!
Road trip,
be,
you know, like a road trip, you know?
Yeah, that'll be dope if they actually do that. Mm-hmm. Another thing we got on the list, they announced a new Samurai Jack game.
Yeah. It looks good, you know. Mm-hmm. Hack and slash, you know, just like the old school God of War games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks really interesting. It's like 3D.
Stylized, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if this tells the whole story of Samurai Jack, but I still haven't finished watching Samurai Jack, mm-hmm. and it makes me so sad. I think I'm gonna go buy the complete series today at Best Buy.
Fuck. I mean, it's on Netflix, right? Or is it on?
No, I think it's on Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah, it is on Hulu. Yeah.
Oh, okay, then I'll just watch it on Hulu. Hell yeah. Because I was looking at that yesterday, cause I was like, how much is the collector or the series? And it was like $50, and I was like, I'll do it. But then I think I saw that it was on Hulu, that's why I didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see, I'll check it out later. But yeah, Samurai Jack, the game.
Yeah.
You know, Every time I look at Samurai Jack, no joke, I don't know why, I just think of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, the hairline, I think. I don't know. It's just like the, you know, chiseled. Like,
it's the hair and then the beard. It's like, yeah. It's weird. I don't know. I just think Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah, when Jack has a beard, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, it's weird. I don't know. I just think of Keanu Reeves when I think of Samurai Jack. But, yeah, Samurai Jack looks pretty awesome. I say definitely go check it out.
If they ever do a live-action film, like, I know people would, it would be controversial because, you know, Jack is, like, Asian, you know? And, you know, Keanu Reeves is obviously white, dude, mm-hmm. So... Yeah, it'd be, you know, forget the idea. Forget what I said. Twitter would kill me.
But yeah, I think for Samurai Jack, I remember when I was a little kid, my dad would come home from work and he would watch Samurai Jack with me.
Yeah.
And then I remember there were times where they changed the time for Samurai Jack to like 12 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I would just watch it and my dad would just be asleep with me. Yeah,
Samurai Jack. Some good childhood memories there.
Yeah, but after that we got like a teaser trailer for this game called Atomic Heart.
Damn, I didn't know see it.
It's like, I think it's a horror game too, mm-hmm. but it takes place like in a nuclear city. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it looks really interesting. It doesn't really say much, but it looks black and white, but it looks really interesting. I think definitely go check it out. That catches your attention.
Like graphically, like how is it like PS4 graphics, PS3, like indie graphics, you know?
Like console.
Okay.
Like PC run engine, like all console games, you know? It's not an indie game.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's a AAA game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Platinum Games announced a couple of games. They had a release date for their 101 Wonderful World of Heroes. It's kind of like Viewful Joe. Have you seen that character?
No.
He's like a superhero. Platinum Games tried making Scale Bound.
And they made a Bayonetta, right? Bayonetta? Platinum Games, yeah, they did.
Did they?
Right?
Oh,
I think they did. The first one, I think. Or the second one, too. I know they made Bayonetta.
Okay. Yeah, well, Platinum Games came out with a game called, it's a teaser trailer called Project GG. Mm-hmm. I forgot what the GG stand for. I know they announced it in the trailer, but definitely go watch the trailer. It's a kaiju fighting game. Mm-hmm. It's like monsters like Godzilla or something. It's not Godzilla, but it's monsters like them. But it looks really fucking dope. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't seen it.
There's like people are running away and there's this dog like caught in the leash and the monster's like straight up about to like crush this dog and the dog is like scared for its life. Mm-hmm. And you see like this human come up to like in front of the dog and transforms like into a giant robot. Like into a giant robot like the Hugh Jackman movie. Or like Pacific Rim.
Or like Power Rangers, you know, they would battle out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda like that, but yeah, it's like it's a monster fighting game. You're like fighting mm-hmm. like these monsters. They don't show gameplay or anything, it's just a trailer. Mm-hmm. But from that trailer it looks the concept looks really interesting. I'm really hyped for it.
For sure.
I think they show a little bit of gameplay, I'm not sure, but I watched it a couple days ago, but yeah. Project GG, it looks really cool. Mm. I said definitely go watch that if it catches your attention. Last on the list, we got Predator Hunting Grounds. Did you watch that?
Oh, I've watched it. It looks pretty okay graphically. You know, like, the first thing I was talking about is, like, graphics, you know, but
mm-hmm.
well, graphics do tell me a thing, like, if it's, like, indie developed, or is it, like, AAA studio developed?
Yeah, published, yeah.
Yeah, but for sure, it looks okay, like, the concept. It's just, like, it's called that game that came out back in 2015.
Evolve.
Yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like multiplayer, right? Is it?
Yeah, it's 4v1. You're pretty much four people are trying to either escape the island or kill Predator. If you don't know, that's a good concept. Don't know what Predator is, it's think of aliens versus Predator, just without the aliens, the guy with the dreads.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it looks really dope. Mm-hmm. It's a free trial. It's from March. Let me see. It's a free trial. It's not full release yet, but March 27th to the 29th mm-hmm. on the Epic Game Store and PS4 only.
Exclusive?
Trial weekend. Okay. I don't know if it's coming. I think it's PlayStation 4 exclusive. I think it's PlayStation 4 exclusive and Epic Store exclusive.
For right now, because eventually you're gonna release.
Probably like next year, it'll come to Xbox and Steam. That's stupid, but whatever. But nonetheless. No, I think it's not coming to Xbox. I think it's published by Sony.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If it's published by Sony, then it's on Sony console.
Yeah. But nonetheless, it looks really interesting. It's 4v1. You're trying to kill the Predator, but obviously the Predator is going to be more OP. But if you all four work together, I assume you guys will be more OP than the Predator. It'll be balanced out, you know?
Yeah, it's like the Friday the 13th game, you know, with Jason Voorhees.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Just this one's more...
Oh, it's made by them.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah, it's developed by the Friday the 13th game, I believe.
Okay.
Like they saw I know they got their funds cutted by Friday the 13th because of ownership.
Oh, copyright issues and stuff like that?
Yeah, because they like got cut off really quick. Like, wow. I was really hyped for that game, and then it just died out because it was really like buggy and
stuff. It was buggy, yeah.
And then I noticed that they stopped putting out updates, and I guess they got the wrong permission from the wrong guy, and the main guy that owns the entire property of Friday the 13th didn't approve it, and then so they had to stop like making the stuff for the game.
Wow, that's dumb.
Something like that. I could be wrong, but that's a story I've heard for sure. But
so it's the
at least they have work, like at least they're making a like, and it's by Sony, you know. So it's this game looks really better than Friday the 13th already
for sure.
Obviously because they got more funds from Sony, but. Yeah, hell yeah. Predator Hunting Grounds, that looks really dope. I'm definitely going to try that out. Mm-hmm. March 27th to the 29th. Epic Games Store, PS4.
You're going
to
be in your post-surgery weekend, you know?
No, the 27th is probably my last day. But we'll see with this job, because I think after they were done with this tool, I think they're going to let us go. But we'll see. But nonetheless...
But yeah, like, what games are I hyped for? I know for sure, like, me, Resident Evil 3, and Doom, but, I mean...
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. Why did you... You told me through text, you said that you're gonna play Resident Evil 3 before you play Doom.
Yeah, because...
Why is that, if Doom comes out first, then
Well, it's because, like, 3? Obviously, like, I don't really have that much time for video games.
But you should.
I know, I will. Like, it's just that, like, I know for sure I'm gonna get Doom, eventually, for sure. Mm-hmm. Either for PS5 or for the Xbox One X. But... For sure, Resident Evil 3, dude. I just gotta get Resident Evil 3. I love Doom, dude. I play Doom, like only for, like, 20 minutes, like, every three nights, you know? Mm-hmm. But, for sure, like, I just know Resident Evil 3 just... I enjoyed Resident Evil 2, dude. I told you, Resident Evil 2 was, like, Game of the Year. So, like,
I'm You beat more Claire's?
Yeah, I beat Claire's.
I gotta beat Claire's.
I beat him, like, twice already. I beat Leon's story twice and Claire's twice.
Mm-hmm.
But, I unlocked, the rocket launcher and,
Is it worth going through Claire's story? A lot of people do, but yeah. Alright, I'll go through it.
Yeah, you go through different levels, but, yeah, dude, I'm more hyped for Resident Evil 3, dude. I can't believe I'm saying that. As much as I love Doom Eternal, like, Doom Eternal, but just something about Resident Evil 3, dude. It's because, like, it's my childhood, you know?
We're gonna be watching the Game Awards, and Resident Evil 3 is gonna be nominated for Game of the Year with Doom, and you're gonna be like, nah, Resident Evil 3. And it's gonna be, like, it's gonna probably be Resident Evil 3, Doom, The Last of Us, Cyberpunk.
Yes.
And it'll be, like, some random game, like Sekiro. And then, like you're probably going to be running for Resident Evil 3. Yeah. And I'm going to be running for Doom Cyberpunk. Yeah. And there's just going to be this one weird... It'll probably be Predator Hunting Grounds. And then we're going to be like, all right, it's got to be Cyberpunk. No, it's going to be Resident Evil, just like last year. And then it's going to be, like, Game of the Year,
Predator
Hunting Grounds.
I know, she got us off guard.
Yeah, hell yeah. We were like, what the fuck?
Rigged.
Yeah, that shit was funny, but... No, but I still don't get, like, why wait, like, that long?
I mean...
I don't get it.
I'm
like,
hyped for it,
because you have enough time to...
I do, but the thing is, like, I'm more hyped for Resident Evil 3 than Doom Eternal. I can't believe I'm saying that, because, like, Doom... I play Doom every three nights for, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, on the Xbox One X, you know, you turn it off, and once you turn it back on, it leaves you off where you left off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why I like turning it on, you know, with PS4. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can do that on standard PS4, where you turn it off, and then you have to restart the game.
Mm-hmm.
With the Xbox One, you know, I can just literally just turn it back on and play where I left off. So, I play, like, every three nights, you know, just because, like, I love Doom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more hyped about Resident Evil 3, dude. I just don't know, because of Nemesis, dude, like...
The only thing, like, I still don't get it, mm-hmm. because you have...
I know, I have, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
You have 2 to 3, 2.5 weeks.
I could probably I'll probably get it, though.
But the thing I was going to ask you, are you going to play on the hardest difficulty?
Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I already know the mechanics. I'm pretty damn good on the Xbox controller, so...
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, cool. Because I was going to say, if you're not going to play on the hardest difficulty, then I say wait. Because it's probably gonna be so hard. But then again, you're fucking good as fuck.
Yeah.
But they said it's different.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I definitely want to play on the hardest difficulty because they say that's intended.
Yeah.
That's how they want you to play. And fuck, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to play on the hardest difficulty because fuck.
It's so worth it, dude. Like, it really is fun. Yeah. It makes the game much more fun. Mm-hmm. You die a lot, but that just motivates you. Like, fuck, I gotta get my shit up, you know?
Yeah, I definitely am gonna play on the hardest difficulty. But I am hyped for Resident Evil 3 too. It was on sale, but you're not a PC gamer, but it was on sale for pre-order for $40.
What, Doom Eternal?
No, Resident Evil 3.
Oh, yeah, it was on for $50 on Amazon, right?
No, there's like this site called Green Man Gaming. I usually pre-order my games that I know for sure I'm gonna like. Mm-hmm. So I got Resident Evil 3 for like $40.
Oh, you already pre-ordered it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Before me? What the hell?
Yeah, it was on sale. Hell yeah.
For sure on Amazon.
If I'm gonna save $20, hell yeah, I'm gonna pre-order it. But yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm really hyped for Resident Evil 3 too. I guess I gotta go back and beat Claire's mission. I'll probably download it to my laptop. That's what I gotta do when I was gonna go to work. Mm-hmm. Take a HDMI and start playing on my TV.
Yeah,
connected to my laptop. But
play with earphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Headphones, earphones.
Do you know it's a game that you should play? That I don't know if you'll like it, but there's a game that is like really demanding through headphones. Mm-hmm. It's called Hellblade: Susanna's Sacrifice.
Is it that girl painted in?
Yeah. Oh, they have it on an Xbox. Oh, dude.
Yeah, they do.
You don't have Xbox Game Pass?
No, I don't. I'm stupid because I purchased that thing from Amazon, the CPU and the Ryzen thing,
mm-hmm.
and it gave me a Xbox Game Pass for 3 months. Mm-hmm. I haven't even unlocked it.
Dude, use it and play that game, because that game is really heavily based on headphones.
Yeah.
Like, I guess like you're walking through fog and you have to follow the voices through the fog. Shit. So like if you hear the voices on your left, you follow them to the left. Mm-hmm. Have you had 7.1 surround headset?
Not really, no. Dude. Just regular earphones, Sony earphones, you know.
Damn, I have a headset. Oh, I have it in my bag. Mm-hmm. I'll plug it in, and Star Wars supports it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to someone, like if I'm talking to you, it's weird, dude. Like I can hear the vocals straight at my face, but if I turn around, I can hear them from the back of my head.
Oh shit!
Like it's really fucking good. Like it's really dope. Yeah. I say check out those headphones, but
yeah,
they're pretty. They're not bad. They have a regular version and they have like a more expensive version. Mm-hmm. The one I got for our podcast when we record through Discord,
mm-hmm.
like there's a $60 version and there's like a $150 version, mm-hmm. just because it comes with a better mic.
Mm-hmm.
But I should definitely check out some headsets to get that full surround if you like playing with a headset.
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine playing Resident Evil or like PT if they support 7. I'm pretty sure Doom and Resident Evil 3 and Resident Evil 2 support 7.1 surround.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, it's really cool. But yeah, I'm really hyped for Resident Evil 3. Doom comes out in a couple weeks. I still gotta beat 7.1.
Comes out in May, so that's what, like 3 months from now.
May?
Yeah, it comes out in May.
Oh yeah, they got delayed.
Yeah.
No, I thought
it was supposed to come out in February or March.
I thought they got. Oh yeah, they did get like a month or 2 months. Oh, a lot of games got delayed. Well, there's no shocker, but
it's gonna be March already. Tomorrow, right? Is it? What day is it? 28th. Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be March.
Damn, dude.
That's crazy, dude. 2020 is like going by quick.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yep. I'm pretty sure. I can't think of any other games that I'm hyped for that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
For sure I'm getting hyped for Final Fantasy VII. That game's gonna be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, nonetheless, I mean, we can end the podcast with some, I have like 3 community questions that people asked us from last time, but I didn't read them because we didn't record. Okay, let me see. From Scarlet Speedster, would you rather have $1 million but have to fart for every cent you spent, all loud and smell like a dumpster?
Oh my god, it's a good question.
Or have eternal life but will randomly crap your pants, piss your pants, and throw up without any prior warning and you cannot prevent it?
Wait, repeat the last question? Yeah.
Alright.
Or just repeat it in total.
Alright. Would you rather have $1 million but fart for every spent you sent? Or have eternal life but you randomly crap, piss, and throw up without any prior warning?
Fuck no.
Millionaire. You'd rather be...
Yeah, for every cent? Wait, in general? Like, for every cent? Like, if, let's say I pay, like, $50, every, like, how many, it's like 100
That's
cents
like,
in $1, right?
Yeah.
For every cent? So I would be, like, and then, like, for, like,
up you're to probably $50. Fart enough that you can buy your shit and fly away.
Yeah.
So you have the ability to fly.
I'd rather be a millionaire, dude. Like being a millionaire, I wouldn't give a fuck what people think of me, you know?
Yeah, I would probably be a millionaire, too.
Because it's like, you know, like...
And the thing is, like, if I have $1 million, just with that $1 million that I have, that's how long the fart is. Because what if I use up that $1 million, but still have, like,
gone.
$200? Like, do I still fart after that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, all right, so basically $1 million fart bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your regular bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Fart. But yeah, I would take the $1 million too.
Yeah.
But,
that's a good question.
Light says, would you rather have $10 million or would you rather have $10 million or return to the age of 6 with all the knowledge you have now?
Fuck, I've always questioned myself that all the time, like, oh, like, what would life be with me knowing everything, you know, what I've learned, you know, the future, like, preventing, like, maybe 9/11, preventing, you know, like, Kobe's death, you know, like, shit like that, you know, I think about it. But I do love me money, so $1 million. $10 million, not playing.
Yeah.
I would go with $10 million, dude.
Yeah.
As much as I want to go back to my childhood, which was awesome.
No, you go back to the age of 6 now. You don't go back to your childhood.
Oh, fuck no.
You're 6?
No.
Wait. Oh, no. You would go back to the age of 6.
Like,
go back to 6, the age of 6, sorry.
All I have would be
But you have all your memories, so it's like...
Yeah.
You have the knowledge of knowing that we have a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like 6 and you're like, I can't wait to start that podcast.
Yeah. I see you in middle school, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bully you like how I did.
I'm playing. Go to the age of 6. Yeah, I shouldn't record these fights.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, like... Yeah, you can do a lot, but you can, like, just prevent stuff or, like, just fix on, like, you know, work on stuff that you should have worked on back when you were younger. But for sure, I'll take the $10 million, dude. I'm happy right now, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go back. I would definitely take $10 million, too, because I could pay all my bills.
Yeah.
I could buy my house. I don't need a new computer, but I would like to buy more computers.
Yeah.
Buy more PC parts just because I like building them.
Yeah.
I'll take the $10 million. Because with the knowledge I have now... And going back at 6.
What are you gonna do with it? I mean, you're not gonna have any.
I could try exactly. Like, I could try to like start up like what's something that can, like 144 hertz.
Bitcoins. Invest in bitcoins.
Invest in Bitcoin when it first starts and then sell that shit quick. Yeah.
Invest in Amazon. Wait, Amazon was already pretty big back. Tell your dad invest in Amazon.
Dude, invest in Snapchat, Instagram.
Yeah, stock. Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Like. There's so much potential, but I mean, you already got $10 million, you know? So.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I love that question.
Another one we got from Scarlet Speedster is, would you rather live in a world of My Hero Academia, but have no quirk, or live in the world of Naruto, but can't do any form of jutsu?
I'm gonna let you answer that question.
I'll explain it.
Yeah.
My Hero Academia, quirk is a superpower. Mm-hmm. So, would you want to live in a world with superheroes, but not have a superpower? Or... live in the world of Naruto, but can't do any, like forms of attack. So pretty much the only thing that you could grow off yourself is to learn to fight.
Like Krillin?
No, not like Krillin. More like, basically Goku, base form, without any
like
super
Hercule,
Saiyan.
Like Hercule, like he can fight, but he doesn't have any, you know.
Or like, the Great Saiyan Man. Mm-hmm. How he doesn't use any powers, it's just fighting. Mm-hmm. Just taijutsu. Which one would you do?
Damn, dude, that would suck, dude. You wouldn't really be having all the fun like you know, like the main characters, mm-hmm. you know. That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know much about My Hero Academia and Naruto, but I'm gonna go with Naruto because everyone knows about Naruto. So.
Alright. Yeah, I would go with Naruto too because there's this character called Rock Lee, mm-hmm. and he can't do any jutsu or anything, but he's a beast-ass taijutsu, like, he knows how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this one fight, I'll show you after the podcast, mm-hmm. but there's this one fight, he wears, like, he's fighting this guy, and this guy has sand, mm-hmm. and the sand just protects him at all times.
Oh, shit, okay.
And, like, no matter what, like, the guy could just be standing there, and the sand protects him from all the attacks.
So you have, like,
And, that guy only knows taijutsu, like, he can't do any, like, far away damage or anything, he has to be up close combat. So, at one point, like, he has, like, these ankle weights, and it's, like, his teacher, he's like, yeah, take them off. And he was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. And everyone's like, man, you think a little bit of ankle weights could be fast enough to hit him? And then he drops the ankle weights. They weigh, like, 800 pounds each.
Fuck, 800 pounds.
Like,
damn.
That's not accurate, but, like, they cause a big explosion when he drops them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dude, and then he just goes stupid fast, but... Man, it's really fucking cool. But I would live in the world of Naruto and just train with Gai Sensei or Rock Lee. Because definitely that's still a good hand to have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's all the would-you-rather questions we have.
Those are some good questions.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to try was end the podcast with a local story, since we're the local podcast. Like, do you have any, like, local stories that you have, like, from back in the day?
From back in the day? Like, childhood?
Or... from back, like, anything. Mm. Anything local that happened in Montclair or IE?
Local.
That's memorable. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Freaking, I was gonna, because I thought about it the other day, that, because I was at the liquor store, and I seen, like, a fruit punch gallon, and I was like, dang. I remember back in the day, we would skate this spot called Lazy Boy during the summer, and all of us, we would just bring as much change as we could, and right next to the Lazy Boy, it's hot as fuck. It's like 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. It has shade, and you're going off a drop, and you're just having fun skating with the homies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right next to the skate spot, Lazy Boy, is a liquor store, and they had a fruit punch gallon for 50 cents.
Oh, shit.
So we would just all get fruit punch gallons, or just get one. We would all bring like 10 cents or a quarter, and we would just all share the fruit punch gallon. It was cold. Mm. Man, dude, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, damn. Those are the times, yep. So that's like a local story.
Was that like freshman year, high school, middle school?
I think it was like middle all the way up to like sophomore year. And sophomore, junior.
You must have. I know for sure you had fun skating, you know, with your homeboys, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah. Dude.
Would you do homework? Or would you do homework after, before, you know, you would skate?
I don't know how people had homework.
I know, dude. You think about it,
They would give you the work, and if you didn't finish it, it was homework. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you really had to not try to have homework, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you really, like, there was this one class, I had choir. And, like, all the teacher asked of you was to, like not, like, sing along, or, like, at least just pretend you are, you know? Like, if he sees that you're not showing an effort or anything, then he's going to give you a bad grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically base your grade on effort and attendance, really.
Mm-hmm.
And there is kids I had in that class, like, they did not want to, like, just at least move their lips.
Yeah.
And they failed. And it was like, you really had to try to, like, you really had to not really give a fuck or anything. And they would get upset at him for failing. It was like,
he's just doing his job, you know? Like,
yeah, it was really fucking dumb. But like I said, I was trying to get to the point, like, you really had to try to get homework if you had homework, you know? Sometimes, there was homework, like, they would pass out right before class, like, all right, you finish this and bring it in tomorrow. Like, I had some of that stuff, but I would do that after I would skate.
Mm-hmm.
But I never studied for anything.
Really? Same here.
Like, I never, like, had the urge, like, I gotta study so I can get a good grade.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I was just... only class I was good at was math, so.
You know what, and speaking of high school, like, you still remember I was into video, like, videography, like, doing video edits and stuff like that. I just wish, dude, back in high school, I could have learned about 3D. So, like, right after high school, you know, like, I would have, like, probably made my portfolio, you know, and hopefully, you know, would have gotten, like, a job, like, straight out of high school, you know, at a studio.
Yeah, dude, I remember when you first built your computer, I was like, oh, dude, yeah, I want to go. I want to learn about this stuff. And you're like, it's pretty boring. All I'm doing is just plugging in cords. And I was like...
oh, yeah, you went to my kitchen, right? I had it. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, when you built your first computer.
I took pictures of it, too, of the process. So I have them around here. I'm definitely going to check it out just for, you know, the nostalgia. You know?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I guess we could end the podcast with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Or we could just call that segment Back in the Day.
Yeah, Back in the Day, yeah.
Back in the day. Well, in the podcast started with that.
Yeah, back in the day. Sounds
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So pretty much that was the local podcast, episode 24. You can find us on Audioboom, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and that one other one.
Audioboom? Did you say Audioboom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's one out there. Maybe there's not, but there's going to be one out there. Then you can listen to us on all those podcast apps. I encourage you to join our Discord because it's pretty low.
Pretty lit.
There's not much activity going on because there's not a lot of people there, but I usually hit up everyone to ask. You can ask me questions in the question segment to be read on the podcast. Pretty much, if you could talk to us there, you could add at us instead of using Twitter or Instagram, but nonetheless, there's a Discord link. If you know what Discord is, it's pretty much like a group chat. It's kind of like Skype, but better on PC. Or you could download the app Discord. They have an app, but yeah, there's a link to it in the description, but nonetheless, that was a good episode. Thanks for coming. We'll see you guys later. Hopefully next week.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
See ya!